Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Medusa by Torkil Damhaug, published by Headline Publishing in English in 2015. Today's book is all about brothers, bears, and revenge. Axel is a doctor with a loving wife and family, who likes to take Thursday afternoons off to take a bike ride in the forest. One day, as the sun is setting, he passes a woman he knows and notes that not many women would walk alone in the forest after dark. Days later, her body is found, but it appears that she's been killed by a bear. A medical student joins Axel's practice for work experience, and she is overly attentive to him. And meanwhile, he's rattled by glimpses of his twin brother in the street. Axel hasn't seen his brother in 30 years, since Breed was banished from the family. And yet there are no photographs of Axel and Breed together. Another woman is found dead, and again her body is scored with bear claw marks. But how could there be a killer bear running rampant through the streets of Oslo? The press, of course, latch onto this strange story, and the police scramble to find out who could be responsible, assuming that the bear did not work alone. When connections between Axel and the dead women are uncovered, the police begin to look at him. But is Breed, Axel's twin brother, back in town after 30 years, or is someone else to blame? And does Breed exist at all? Medusa is a Norwegian crime novel with hints of police procedural, but with heavy character development. It's a long time into the book before any of the murders begin to happen. Rather, it focuses on the lives of Axel the doctor, Vikken the inspector, Jebsen one of the detectives, and others who will become part of the story. But once the action gets going, it runs at a breakneck speed to bring us to a bloody but satisfying end. Now, all of the characters in Medusa are flawed. There's infidelity, obsession, murder, of course, lies, egotism, and lots of self-deception. Axel spends his days helping people and his patients love him, but he has dark secrets, some of which no one else knows about. He is dominated by an overbearing father and the burden of being a descendant of a World War II war hero. And despite his efforts, he's not as strong as he thinks he is. Vikken the inspector is annoyed about being overlooked for a promotion, but in his attempts to find the murderer, he finds himself blinded by his own self-belief. And one of his team, Jebsen, on the other hand, finds herself and her theories rejected, and her judgment also clouded by lust. And this is at the core of the story. The title Medusa relates to stars and a particular constellation where one star passes over the other, hiding the second star. Medusa the book is about how one part of a person's personality, the good, can hide and outshine the bad. So if you like bears, stars, infidelity, lust, revenge, and flawed characters, you might like Medusa by Torkil Damhaug. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.